分享的题目是家庭的塑造。
And this afternoon, the topic we're going to share for mutual encouragement is the molding of a family.
家庭这个单位是神在世上所设立的第一个组织。
And this unit of a family is the first unit that God established among men.
当神创造第一个人的时候。
When God created the first man.
他发觉这个第一个人亚当一个人独居不是很好。
That this first man Adam, it was not good that he was alone.
所以就为他准备了一个配偶。
And therefore God provided him a spouse.
所以地上的第一个家庭就因为这样就被建立起来了。
And this is how God established the first family on earth.
所以神这种设计也是很美好的。
And this is a very good arrangement from God.
透过一个家庭里面充满了爱，充满了恩典，充满了关心。
Through this family, it would be filled with care and love.
第一个人是神所创造出来的。
The first man was created by God.
但是他的下一代就是透过家庭来塑造出来的。
But the next generation came from this family.
有一个非常出名的教育家曾经这样说过。
There is a very famous education scholar that said this.
儿童如果把它比喻成为一块大理石的话。
That if a child was to resemble a marble.
如果你要把一块大理石雕琢成为一个非常漂亮的雕像。
If you wanted to carve the stone into a very beautiful figurine.
那么第一个雕刻家就是家庭了。
And the first sculptorist would be the family.
我们看过很多不同的雕像在博物馆，哇，他们的身体、他们的肌肉、他们的样貌跟人一模一样的漂亮。
We have seen many figures in the museums, and they very much resemble a real live person.
但是谁把它弄得那么漂亮的呢？
But who is the one that created this figure?
这块石头跟山上的原来的石头为什么长得不一样呢？
And how is the stone different from the ones found in the mountains?
这是因为有一个非常厉害的雕塑家把它弄得那么漂亮。
And it is because there's a very skilled artist behind this.
那么家庭的就是一个雕刻家。
And family is an artist.
那么我们今天活在这个社会上，充满了各种各样的引诱，这个挑战。
Today we live in this world full of temptations and challenges.
社会上每个人戴着一副面具。
In the society, everyone have a mask.
爱心越来越冷淡。
And our hearts grow colder and colder.
这个世界充满了自私，充满了仇恨，充满了各种各样的邪恶。
And this world is filled with everything evil, from selfish to evilness.
变成说现在的人的家庭的价值观已经越来越薄弱。
And so people have less and less this concept of family.
但是我们要知道家庭是塑造一个人的一个最佳的场所。
But we must know that family is the best place to form a personality.
早上我们讲过宗教教育。
This morning we talked about religious education.
这个今天下午这个讲题也跟早上有关的。
And this afternoon the topic is related to the one of this morning.
那么儿女的成长是不是能够健全呢？
How do we ensure that our children grow up completely?
完全跟家庭怎么把它塑造出来的，有一个过程绝对有关系。
And this has very much to do with the process of the growing up in the family.
有人说一个人的性格到底怎么样来的？
How does a person's personality and attitude come about?
当然性格有一半是天生的。
And of course the personality is half genetic.
但是有另外一半是人培养出来的。
But there is another half that is from their nurturing.
因为一个人一生出来就开始被家庭影响了。
Because as soon as a person is born, he is influenced within his family.
他的环境点点滴滴会形成他的个性。
His surroundings will affect his attitude.
父母怎么样来调教他，他就会发展什么的个性，以后长大也会变成这样子。
However, their parents will bring up this child, the child will develop this kind of behavior.
那么我们看不同的小孩，他们好像有不同的表现跟个性。
As you can see, different children have different kinds of attitude and behaviors.
基本上可以归成几类。
And we can categorize into a few groups.
不同的教养方法有不同的效果。
Different teaching methods have different results.
第一种叫做溺爱型的。
And
indulging the children, spoiling them.
And the first is to indulge a child.
这种父母非常的疼爱孩子。
And these parents love their children very much.
但是因为太过疼爱了。
But because they love them too much.
不舍得打。
That they dare not discipline them.
不舍得骂。
They will not scold them.
孩子要什么？
No matter what the children want.
他以为我爱他的方法就是给他一切他所要的。
The parents think the way they want to love the children is to give them everything they want.
在这种的调教下，长成的孩子的个性会变怎么样呢？
And what kind of attitude will this child have growing up in this kind of environment?
他会变得说没有纪律。
And he would have no control.
No discipline.
And no discipline.
他没有坚强的意志。
And he would not have a determination.
也不会谦卑的。
And he would not be humble.
另外一种调教的方法呢？
And a different kind of teaching method.
另外一种家庭叫做民主型的家庭。
And that is one of a democratic family.
这是说父母跟儿女好像是平等的。
And that is to say that the parent and children seem to be on an equal level.
好像是要互相的尊重。
And they have to respect each other.
什么东西都要讨论，什么东西都要投票。
And in everything they have a decision and everything have to be discussed.
这种环境培养出来的孩子。
And the children brought up in this environment.
他比较容易会独立，会自信。
They will have more self-esteem and be more of an individual.
什么东西呢都要讲道理。
And in everything they do, they will be reasonable.
另外一种家庭的教养型呢，叫做克制型的那种教养法。
And another teaching method is the one of discipline and control.
这种的家长呢非常的严格。
And these parents are very strict.
严格到孩子有点怕这个父母。
And strict to a point that the children will be afraid of the parents.
过分的严厉只会意味着责备啊。
And this over being over strict turns into a rebuke.
所以这种孩子这样成长起来呢，有另外一种个性表现。
And children grew up in this atmosphere will have a different display of attitude.
因为父母太严了，太 dominant 了。
Because the parents are too over domineering.
他自己不会独立性。
They will not have an independence.
他也不敢主动，因为怕说我做错事情会不会要被打，会被骂。
And they will not dare to be active in case they do something wrong and be rebuked.
反而会变得很耐弱，很害怕，什么都是顺服这种个性。
They will be weak and fearful and very submissive.
所以刚刚讲的只是一种几种的不同的这种教育的方法而已。
So I have touched upon a few different teaching methods.
不同的方法会塑造不同的个性的人出来。
And different teaching methods will result in a different child.
那么圣经对于教导儿女、教导儿女的方法有哪几种我们可以参考呢？
And which examples in the Bible can we take reference from about teaching our children?
因为社会上各种各样的书很多啊。
Because in society we have many different kinds of reference books.
每一种不一样的教法都有人在提倡。
And there are different kinds of methods that people use.
那么我们用什么的方法来塑造我们的儿女的性格呢？
So which method should we choose to mold our children?
让他们可以有良好的品格，美好的信仰。
So they can have a good virtue and strong faith.
可以得到美好的家庭呢。
So they can have and establish a good family of their own.
今天我们提出三点跟大家分享。
And I'm going to point out three points.
第一点
The first.
家庭需要透过神的话语来塑造。
That a family must be established based on the word of God.
我们再看箴言的22:6.
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 22:6.
早上我们读过了，我们再读一次，把它画起来。
This morning we have read through this, and let us read this again and underline it.
22:6.
Chapter 22:6.
这里说教养孩童，使他走当行的路，就是到老他也不偏离。
Verse 6, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
这是圣经里面宗教教育的非常重要的一节圣经。
And this is a very important verse regarding religious education.
我们的目标就是希望他到老了都不离开神的道理。
Our goal to educating them is that when they are old, they will not turn from this truth.
无论他在世上成就大少，这个是次要的。
And no matter how their success and achievements are in this world.
但是起码他要做一个义人，做一个好人。
But in the very basic, they must be a good person, a righteous person.
上来结束了一生之后，还能够进天国，还能够回到神那边，这才是最后的成功啊。
So when their life ends, they will be able to enter the heavenly kingdom, and that is success.
所以要怎么样来调教他呢？
So how must we bring up our children?
这里说要教他走当走的道路。
And then here it says, train a child in the way that he should go.
当走的道路，这种教训在哪里找呢？
And how do we know the way that he should go?
社会上教导儿女的书那么多，找哪一本才是最好呢？
And which book among the one society should we pick out to find the way that he should go?
最好的儿女教养的书就是圣经。
And the best book and manual for disciplining our children is the Bible.
因为只有这本书才告诉我们什么是神的道路。
Because only in this Bible tells us what is the way the child should go.
我们请看诗篇119篇。
Let us turn to Psalms 119.
第九节。
Verse 9.
诗篇119篇第九节。
Psalms 119 verse 9. Verse 9, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in prince.
119篇第九节。
Sorry, Psalms 119 verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word.
这里说少年人要用什么东西洁净他的行为呢？
Here asks, how can a young man keep his way pure?
因为今天的社会的媒体的观念，很多东西都是不干净的。
Because today in society, in media, there are very unpure, very many impure things.
我们作为一个成年人，我们要一个这样的一个理解。
As adults, we must have this understanding.
我们下一代所面对的挑战、引诱，一定超过我们这一代。
That our next generation will face greater challenges than we have faced.
因为我们以前那个年代比较单纯。
Because the generation that we lived in was simpler.
但是圣经预言告诉我们。
And the prophecy in the Bible tells us.
这个世界只会越来越坏，不会越来越好的。
That this world will be more and more corrupted.
各种的罪案，各种的犯罪的情况，人的心只会越来越不好。
That the rate of criminal and our hearts will be more and more corrupted. It will not get better.
移民温哥华几十年的老华侨，就有这种感觉了。
And for those who have been immigrants for a long time, they could feel this.
二三十年前，温哥华是一个小镇啊，是一个小城市啊，我们打开都没有什么守卫，都没有什么大案子的。
That 20 some years ago, Vancouver was just a small city, and you can leave your door open at night, and there will be no events.
现在呢，不一样了。
But now it's different.
每天打开报纸，都有新的罪案发生。
And that every day you open newspaper and you will see all the criminal things going on.
30年之后呢，一定会比现在更差。
And so 30 years later from now, it'll be worse.
所以现在的人的行为已经不洁净了。
And therefore that tells us the deeds are no longer clean.
但是要怎么把它弄干净呢？
How do we keep our ways pure?
要用神的话语。
It is by living according to God's words.
要用神的话语来塑造我们的儿女的个性。
And therefore, we must use God's words to mold our children.
有一个姐妹啊，有一个姐妹，她有一个女儿。
There was a sister who had this daughter.
她这个女儿啊，从小啊，这个信仰对信仰不是很看重。
And this daughter did not look very heavily upon her religion education.
她有跟妈妈去教会，但是听不太进去。
She went with her mother to church, however, she did not listen.
那么女儿考到外地的大学，要出去外面读书了。
And this daughter, she.Was going abroad to go to university.
妈妈很担心呢。
And this mother was very worried.
因为要住在学校里面。
Because the daughter was going to stay on campus.
我们知道要住在学校里面，哇，什么东西都有了。
And we know that when we live on campus, there's all kinds of temptations.
现在父母已经不能在她身边来保护她了。
And the parent cannot be right beside them protecting them.
怎么办呢？
What's they gonna do?
母亲写了一个纸条。
And the mother wrote this slip.
告诉女儿。
And she told her daughter.
写了几个字。
And she wrote these words.
谨言慎行。
That you have to be watchful of your words and actions.
这个就等于一个经节，我们看这个传道书啊。
And let us turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书十一章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 9.
十一章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 9. Be happy, young man, while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth.Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know for all these things God will bring you to judgment.
为什么你所说的要谨慎呢？为什么你所行的要谨慎呢？
Why is it that you have to be watchful of what you do and the words you speak?
我看不到你，但是神看得到你啊。
I may not be able to see you, but God will see you.
你可以喜欢看好看的。
You can watch whatever your eyes desire.
你想做你想做的。
You can do whatever you desire.
但是每一件你做的事都有后果。
But everything you do will lead to a consequence.
这个后果就是神要审判你。
And this consequence is God's judgment.
我可能不知道，但是神知道。
Maybe I will not know, but God will know.
那么这个年轻的小姐妹呢，拿着妈妈这个纸条呢，妈妈说你要放在书桌。
And so this young sister took this slip from her mother, and she was instructed to put this on her desk.
好了好了，拿走。
And so she said, "Okay, I'll take this."
去了学校宿舍住。
And she lived on campus.
但是她没有放在桌上。
But she did not put this on her desk.
放这个纸条在桌上，同学看到还得了，被人笑死了。
And she thought I would be mocked if my friend saw this slip of paper on my desk.
但是她记得这几个字。
But she remembered these words.
她记得以前读过这个经节。
And she remembered this passage that she read.
一进到女生宿舍，当然是很多好玩的事情啦。
And of course, the moment she entered campus, there are many things to do.
很多女生呢开始交男朋友了。
And many of her friends started having boyfriends.
不单只交男朋友，还要已经同居了。
And some of them even live together.
因为这个是现代社会学生年轻男女的非常普遍的事情。
Because this is something that's very common in the society between young men and women.
但是虽然她没有把那个纸条放在桌上。
But even though she did not put the slip of paper on her desk.
但是她记得这四个字。
But she remembered these four words.
谨言慎行。
To be watchful of words and actions.
她记得以前读过神的话语。
And she remembered she had read these words of God.
她不敢乱来。
And she did not dare.
她知道我跟别人是不一样的。
She would not offend God, and she knew that she was different from others.
所以，神的话语啊，其实是有能力的。
And therefore we know God's words is powerful.
世界上最有力量的是什么呢？
What is the most powerful thing in this world?
不是火药，不是武器，不是炮弹。
It is not a weapon, it is not a dynamite.
最有力量的是神的话。
The most powerful thing is the word of God.
神的话语可以改变一个人的行为。
The word of God can change a person.
可以改变一个人的思想。
Can change a person's thoughts.
所以如果我们要塑造我们的儿女。
So if we're to mold our children.
最重要的就是要让他们心里有神的话。
The most important is that we must let them have the words of God in their hearts.
儿女心里怎么会有神的话呢？
How would our children have the word of God in their hearts?
他喜欢看电视，不会喜欢看圣经的。
They will want to watch TV and not read the Bible.
他们怎么才可以充满神的话呢？
How can they be filled with God's words?
要父母本身自己先充满神的话。
The parent themselves must first be filled with God's words.
我们自己懂得神的话语了，我们才有办法教导儿女神的话语。
Only when we ourselves are filled with God's words can we only teach our children about God's words.
我们要塑造一个充满神的话语的家庭。
We must build this family that is filled with God's words.
想想看，我们的家庭是充满什么东西？
And we must think, what is our family filled with?
我们一家人坐下来谈论是什么东西？
What do we talk about when the whole family as a whole sit down?
我们该看我们早上看过的《生命记》第六章第八节。
Let us turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8.
第六章第六第六节，第六章第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 6. Verse 6, these commandments that I give you today are upon your hearts.
读到第八节。
Verse 7, impress them on your children, talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Verse 8, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads.
第九节。
Verse 9, write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
这里说我们要殷勤教导我们儿女神的话语。
Here it tells us we must impress them on our children.
常常谈。
And we must talk about them often.
就谈神的话语，分享，哎，到底这个是什么意思？
We must share about God's words and about the meaning of God's
words. 好，你看到社会上一些新闻呢？
When we see the news in this world.
你没有抓住这个机会，儿子啊，你觉得这个怎么样？
We need to take this opportunity and say to our child, what do you think of this?
你觉得这个做对吗？
Do you think this is right?
还是你觉得这样做不对？
Or do you think this is wrong?
如果对，为什么对？
If you think this is right, why do you think so?
如果不对，为什么不对？
And if not, why do you think it's wrong?
这个时候就是一个教育的好机会了。
And this is a good opportunity to educate our children.
我跟几个年轻十几岁的这个小朋友在聊天呢。
And I was chatting once with some teenagers.
他们告诉我。
And they told me.
他们在学校所遇到的引诱啊，我们是不可以想象的。
That we cannot imagine the temptations that you will meet in school.
十几岁，初中而已。
They'll be in junior high. They'll be early teenagers.
学校啊，有一些同学都把毒品啊带回学校再卖啊。
That some of their classmates will bring drugs to school and sell them.
老师没有办法做什么。
The teachers cannot do anything.
老师可能知道，也可能不知道。
Maybe the teachers know or they do not know.
只要他们想买，一定买得到。
So if they want to buy drugs, they will have access to the drugs.
这个瘾有多大？
How great is this temptation?
十四五岁的小朋友。
And these are 14, 15 year olds.
都已经开始交男女朋友了。
They will have boyfriend and girlfriend.
十五六岁就有一些 teenage pregnancy, 已经大肚子了。
And they will have these things as teenage pregnancy.
还有一边大肚子一边抽烟上学。
And they're teenagers who will be pregnant and smoking.
哎呀，这个是这种的试探，这种的那种不好的影响，每一个学校都会有。
And these kind of bad influences are present in every single school.
因为这个变成社会的一个潮流了。
Because this is a trend in this world.
但是这几个小朋友告诉我。
But these children told me.
他在家里啊，每天父母带他们一起读圣经。
That at home their parents will lead them in Bible study.
他常常去教会。
And they often go to church.
参加儿童班。
And they will participate in religious education.
他知道我要的 fun, 我要的有趣的东西跟他们的 fun, having fun 是不一样的。
And they know themselves that their definition of fun is different from the ones their friends have.
所以我知道什么朋友好，什么什么不好。
And they know what are good friends and what are bad friends.
所以虽然父母没有办法二十四小时把他们跟在后面。
So even though the parents are not following them around 24/7,
但是因为他们里面已经有神的话语了。
But inside them, they have the word of God.
他知道怎么 make decision, 怎么做一个决定。
They know how to make a good decision.
所以就不会犯错了。
And so they will not turn bad.
所以今天我们也是一样。
And today is the same for us.
我们要用神的话语塑造我们儿女的这个个性还有心灵。
We have to use God's words to cultivate our children.
为什么摩西啊，从小就已经表现出跟其他人不一样呢？
Why is it that from young Moses showed he was different from others?
我们看出埃及记。
Let us turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
第十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 11.
第二章第十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 11. One day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor.
第十二节。
He saw an Egyptian beating Hebrew, one of his own people, verse 12, glancing this way and that and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
这里告诉我们摩西啊，他本来是个希伯来人。
Here it tells us Moses was once a Hebrew.
但是他长大了。
But he grew up.
他发觉自己跟其他人不一样。
And he found that he was different from everyone else.
他是希伯来，但是他是在埃及的皇宫长大。
He was a Hebrew, but yet he grew up in the Egyptian palace.
他本来可以什么都不管的。
And he could be worry-free.
他本来可以以为说，我也是埃及人一部分呢，我也是长在皇宫里面。
He could pretend to be an Egyptian because he grew up in the Egyptian palace.
但是为什么他长大了，他要出去看一看？
But why is that when he grew up, he went out?
一看不得了了，原来我的同族希伯来人竟然被埃及人欺负成这个样子。
And he saw that his own people, the Hebrews, were being beaten by the Egyptians.
他心里有一个挣扎。
And in his heart, there was this internal struggle.
怎么可以这样？
How can he sit by and watch this?
我要为我的民族做点事情。
He must do something for his own people.
我要为神做点事情。
And he wanted to do something for God.
虽然他的方法是错的。
Even though his method may be incorrect.
但是他里面的那种 direction, 那种方向, 知道自己的身份, 这个是对的。
But he knew his own identity, his status, and his direction.
为什么他会知道自己不一样呢？
Why did he know that he was different?
因为在同时期, 一样长在埃及王宫里面的王子每天都吃喝玩乐, 不会想去帮别人的。
Because at that time, the princes that grew up in the palace, all they do is worry about their own pleasure. They will not go out to look.
但是为什么摩西知道自己不一样？
But why did Moses know that he was different?
不是他自己生出来就知道。
It was not because he was born to be different.
而一定是他的家庭从小带领他的时候，因为他母亲呢，去负责亲生的母亲把他 养大，在帮他喂奶，所以他一定是有这个观念，都灌输给他了。
And it must be when his own biological mother was nursing him, she must have taught him something.
所以神的话语可以改变一个人的一生。
And therefore God's words can change a person's life.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
24节。
Chapter 11, verse 24.
希伯来书十一章第24节。
Chapter 11, verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Continue.
25. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time.
Continue.
26. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward.
摩西在埃及的王宫学了很多东西。
Moses learned a lot in the palace of the Egyptians.
学到管理学，学到可能怎么做工，怎么做一个好的大的领袖人物。
He must learn about management and leadership.
但是有一样东西埃及王宫教不了他的。
But there's one thing that the palace cannot teach him.
就是一个价值观的问题。
And that is this concept of value.
价值观学校不会教你。
The school will not teach you about what is valuable.
一个好的属灵的价值观，就是哈佛牛津，你进去了他也不会教你。
And no matter how good a school it is, they will not teach you about spiritual values.
因为这个不是他们的curriculum里面的。
Because this is not part of the curriculum.
价值观是你自己的, 你自己看受什么东西是重要的,
your principles and values are your own and what you think is important.
所以摩西虽然在埃及长大,
so even though Moses grew up in Egypt,
在皇宫长大,
he grew up in the palace.
但是他里面有神选民的价值观。
But he had the values of God's chosen people.
所以看看这些享受吃喝玩乐在最终之乐没有什么价值。
And so he saw these sinful pleasures as no value.
一下就过了。
And they were passed away quickly.
但是他知道谁是神的选民。
And he knew who was the people of God.
我宁可跟他们一起受苦, 我也不要最终之乐。
That he rather suffer with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin.
结果摩西的人生是最成功的。
And Moses led a very successful life.
在神的国度里面, 我们也在学习他。
And even in God's kingdom, we'll learn from him.
其他同时代的埃及王子啊, 吃过喝过玩乐过了, 现在在哪里?
And where are all the other princes that lived and had these pleasures?
所以我们要以神的话给我们儿女一个正确的价值观。
And therefore, we must use God's words to give our children the correct values.
第二点,
and second point,
家庭呢,要透过祷告来塑造。
That the family must be established through prayer.
我们的孩子越来越长大的时候,
when our children grow up,
到他们青少年的时候,
and when they become adolescents,
有时候我们会发觉好像越来越难教了。
And it will seem that they're harder and harder to teach.
那以前呢，小时候说什么都听什么。
And when they're young, they would do anything we say.
现在慢慢长大了，有自己的意见。
But as they grow older, they have their own opinions.
有时青少年的时候，特别会反叛。
especially in the rebellious age.
好像连沟通啊都没有办法。
And it seems like it's even difficult to just communicate.
我们怎么可以教他们呢？
How do we teach them?
啊，如果你去书店看看教育儿女的书那一部分。
And if we go to the bookstore and search among the books to discipline our children.
突然你发觉原来教儿女都可以变成专家，都可以有那么多专家。
And we find that there's so many experts in teaching our children.
随便可以抓十几二十本书。
And we can easily find 10-20 books.
每本拿回家看，每一个方法都不一样。
And we read each one of them, and they tell us each different methods.
有的时候要打，有的时候不要打，有的时候打完之后给他吃糖果。
And some say we must beat them, some say don't beat them, some say beat them and give them a reward.
哇，这个要用哪个方法呢？
And so which one do we choose?
其实啊，最重要的不是方法。
But what is most important is not the method.
因为人的心呢，不是因为你用什么方法就可以把它打开了。
Because a person's heart cannot be opened just by the method.
方法只是其中一个管道而已。
Method is just a way to get into the heart.
因为一个人最里面的是心灵。
Because what is inmost is the person's spirit.
你要改变他，一定要一个比他更厉害的灵，更强大的灵，就是神的灵，甚至可以改变他。
And what it in order to change a spirit, you need a stronger spirit, and that is God's spirit to change this.
你用最好的方法。
And what is the best way?
但是你没有用神的灵，神的灵没有在运行的话。
If you use the best way and do not use God's spirit to work,
也是很难改变一个人的。
It is very difficult to change this person.
所以要塑造一个人的个性，塑造一个人的灵性。
So in order to cultivate this person's spirituality,
最重要的还是要透过祷告。
The most important is through prayer.
有时候我们教导儿女，会发觉说，哎呀，沟通了，沟通都沟通不了。
Sometimes when we discipline our children, it's hard to even communicate.
有时候你会生气啊。
And we'll be angry.
讲那些话，甚至儿女会反弹啊。
And maybe we'll say things that we regret, and the children will rebel.
这个时候不要再讲了。
And at this time, we should stop speaking.
如果我们两夫妻一起为儿女的行为来祷告。
The husband and wife should together pray for the action of their children.
甚至如果儿女愿意的话，你跟儿女说：“哎，我们一起祷告。”
And if the children is willing, the children can pray together.
如果我们一起祷告，被圣灵充满。
If together they're filled with the Holy Spirit.
每天跟儿女，每天夫妻为了儿女的教养一起祷告。
And if the husband and wife together every day they'll pray for the cultivation of the child.
每天祷告十五二十分钟。
And every day they'll pray for 10-15-20 minutes.
你试试看，没有一两个月，情况就会改变。
And you can try this in a month or two, things will change.
因为神的灵会直接在他心里面做工啊。
Because God's spirit will work directly among the child.
会完全的改变他。
And he will completely change him.
因为神的灵是全宇宙最大力量的一个灵。
Because God's spirit is the most powerful spirit.
所以我们家里啊，充满祷告的声音。
So when their family is filled with the sound of prayer.
比如说小孩子一放学回来，哦，妈妈，我回来了，我们一起祷告。
And so when the child come home, he will say, "Mom, I'm home. Let us pray together."
早上出门了，哦，妈妈，我出门了，我们一起祷告好不好？
And when the child leaves for school, he will say, "Mom, let us pray together before I leave."
啊，睡觉之前，哦，我们全家一起祷告。
And before they go to sleep, let us all pray together.
小孩子有考试，有困难，有什么的，全家一起祷告。
And when the child meets trouble or exams, the whole family can come together and pray.
整个家庭啊，充满靠神的这个祷告的声音的话。
And so when this family is filled with this hope that they can pray for any trouble.
一定你发觉儿女一定有改变了。
And you will find that your child will change.
旧约有一个先知叫做撒母耳。
There was a prophet in the Old Testament named Samuel.
他为神做了很多的工。
He did many things for God.
他也是个非常好的先知。
He was also a very good prophet.
他为了百姓非常忠心地管制他们。
And he was very faithful to the people.
他有一个非常好的特点。
And he had a very good virtue.
他很会祷告。
That he knew how to pray.
他为以色列百姓做工的时候，常常为他们祷告。
And when he worked among the Israelites, he often prayed for the Israelites.
就算以后他们选到王了，撒母耳先知退休了，但是他说，我不会为你们停止祷告的。
Even when they decided to appoint a king and Samuel anointed a king, he would not cease praying for them.
为什么撒母耳会这样子呢？
Why was Samuel like so?
很简单。
Very simply.
因为他有一个很会祷告的妈妈。
Because he had a mother that knew how to pray.
在撒母耳还没有被生出来之前呢。
Before Samuel was born.
他妈妈已经常常祷告了。
That his mother was always praying.
我们看撒母耳记上的第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第一章。
First Samuel chapter 1.
啊，第十节。
Chapter 1 verse 10.
十节到十一节。
Chapter 10. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. 11. And she made a vow saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life and no razor will ever be used on his head.
啊，这个妇人呢，叫做 Hannah。
This woman is Hannah.
那个时候她不能生育。
At that time, she was barren.
她常常被 那个另外她丈夫的另外一个妻子来戏服。
And she was often mocked by her husband's other wife.
她有困难，有要哭就哭在神的面前。
And when she wept in front of the Lord.
祷告跟神讲。
And she prayed to God.
如果你赐给我儿子，我要把儿子献给你。
That if you give me a son, I will bring him to you.
后来神听她的祷告了。
And God heeded her prayer.
赐给她生一个儿子。
And she gave birth to a son.
这个儿子就是撒母耳。
And the son was Samuel.
所以有会祷告的妈妈，就会有会祷告的儿女。
Because this mother knew how to pray, her son knew how to pray.
父母常常为儿女祷告。
If the parents often pray for the children,
儿女也会被感动。
The children will be touched.
啊，有一次啊，有一对父母啊，看到有一个自己的儿女啊，非常的不听话。
And there was this parents that thought their children were very ill-disciplined.
父母很生气。
And their parents were very angry.
叫他们说，你要赶快要听我的。
They yelled at them, saying, "You must listen to me."
这个孩子才五六岁而已。
And this child was only 5 or 6 years old.
孩子说：“我不要，我不要听。”
And the child said, "No, I will not listen."
父母以为说：“我硬起来，我硬起来，你会听。”
And the parents thought, "If I become more strict, then the child will listen."
你不听我话，你下车。
And the parents said, "If you don't listen to me, then get out of the car."
他以为说：“哇，父母用自己的权威啊，你下车，不然的话，你一定会听我的。”
And so the parents thought they can have this power and authority over them.
这个很奇怪。
Then very strangely,
这个小子硬起心来。
This child hardened his heart.
就是不要认错。
He will not admit his wrong.
就是不要跟宝宝说对不起。
And he will not apologize to his father.
反而他大哭起来。
And he threw a tantrum.
我们知道父母说你下车，你赶紧出去，都是讲一讲而已，怎么可能真的把他赶出去？
And we know that parents, when they threaten them, saying you get out of the car, it's only a threat.
这个时候，当爸爸的就跟太太讲。
And in this time, the father said to the wife,
我们要帮我们这个儿子祷告。
That we must pray for our son.
他心很硬。
His heart is very hard.
你跟他斗硬的话是没有办法的。
And it is no use to have stone against stone.
就是他真的听你，他表面听你，也不是真的听你的。
And even if he listens to you superficially, it is only superficial.
感谢神。
And thank God.
祷告完。
After they pray.
几个小时之后。
A few hours later.
孩子直接跟父母讲。
The child came to the parents.
对不起。
And said I'm sorry.
他自己跟父母讲对不起了。
He came himself and said I'm sorry.
他自己想通了。
Because he thought things through.
不是你命令他说对不起。
He was not commanded to apologize.
有时候我们父母啊，以为说我命令你，你要听说对不起，他就会说对不起。
Sometimes parents think if they command the child to apologize, the child would apologize.
你命令他说对不起，就算他真的说出来了，他也不是对不起，他是应付你而已。
If you command your child to apologize, even if they did, wouldn't have meant it.
你为他祷告。
You pray for them.
他自己想通了。
If they understand.
他自己哭着跟你讲对不起。
They will weep and apologize to you.
现在问题是他自己想不通。
But the problem is if they don't understand themselves.
你打他骂他揍他也没用。
No matter how you beat them, no matter how you scold them, it'll be of no use.
要神的灵来感动他才有办法。
We must use God's spirit to touch them.
所以今天也是一样。
And today is the same.
我们教导儿女啊，最重要的要靠神的灵。
The most important thing is to rely on God when we discipline our children.
用神的灵来感动他们。
We use God's spirit to touch our children.
啊，圣经里面记载有一个人叫但以理。
And this Bible records a man named Daniel.
他这个人啊，他的个性啊，非常的美好。
And he has a very good virtue.
我们看但以理书第五章。
Let us turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 5.
但以理书第五章。
Daniel, chapter 5.
第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
但以理书第五章第十节。
Daniel, chapter 5, verse 10. The queen, hearing the voices of the king and his nobles, came into the banquet hall. O king, live forever, she said. Don't be alarmed, don't look so pale.
第十一节。
11. There is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy gods in him. In the time of your father, he was found to have insight and intelligence and wisdom like that of the gods. King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, appointed him chief of the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners.
第十二节。
Verse 12, this man Daniel, who the king called Belteshazzar, was found to have a keen mind and knowledge and understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel, and he will tell you what the writing means.
这个时候，这也是记载一个故事，但以理啊。
Here records a story of Daniel.
但以理本来是个犹太人。
Daniel was a Jew.
他是被掳到巴比伦，后来被王培养做一个官。
But he was captured to Babylon, and he was educated by the king.
因为他很忠心的做了很久。
And because he was very faithful, he stayed in the position for a long time.
改朝换代，但是呢，他都没有被换掉。
Even when the kings changed, he was still in his position.
通常我们说一朝君子一朝 臣嘛，通常换皇帝一定换臣的，但是没有，他做了好几个皇帝都是他还在做。
Often we think when the emperor changed, the officers will also change, but he stayed in his position.
啊，当时的皇帝很坏。
At that time, the king was evil.
啊，把圣殿里面的那些器皿啊拿出来喝酒啦，吃饭用。
And he took the vessels from the temple and took it out for his banquet.
神很生气。
And God was very angry with him.
有一个异象，有一只手出来写字，写在墙壁上。
And there was this vision of a hand writing on the wall.
大家都看不懂是什么写什么。
And nobody knew what this meant.
这个时候皇后就说了。
At this time the queen spoke.
有一个人哦，他心里面有神的圣灵啊。
That there was this man who had the spirit of the gods.
他里面呢有神的灵，又有智慧，好像神一样。
And he had the spirit and also had wisdom. He was like a god.
第十二节说他里面有美好的灵性。
And this man also had keen mind and knowledge.
哇，这个人是谁啊？
And who is this man?
我们知道聪明的人有很多。
We know that there are very many intelligent people.
有学问的人有很多。
And they're very knowledgeable people.
但是里面心里光明有美好灵性的人就不多了。
But who are there that have a good wisdom?
这个人叫大尼利。
And this person is named Daniel.
为什么他有那么好的灵性呢？
Why is it he had the good spirit?
他从小就常常祷告。
Because when he was young, he prayed.
到他老的时候，还每天祷告三次。
Even when he was old, he prayed three times a day.
所以他里面呢，我们看第十四节。
Let us look at verse 14.
十四节啊。
Verse 14, I have heard that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that you have insight, intelligence, and outstanding wisdom.
哇，这个就是大尼利了。
And this is talking about Daniel.
他是心里面有神的圣灵，神充满了他。
That he had the spirit of the gods, and the spirit filled him.
所以他可以解梦。
And therefore he can interpret dreams.
他的个性又很好。
And he had a good virtue.
所以今天我们可能觉得说，啊，我们的儿女个性为什么这样呢？
And so sometimes you wonder how come our children act like this.
有没有办法改呢？
How do we change them?
有没有办法？
Is there a way to change them?
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
第一就是我们当家长的自己先改。
And first is that as parents, we must change ourselves first.
如果我们觉得儿女的脾气不好，
If you find that our children have bad tempers,
很可能我们做父母的自己脾气也不好。
And very likely, as parents, we have bad tempers ourselves.
很可能了，不是绝对，很可能了。
And this is not definite, but very highly likely.
我们祷告主啊，先改变我自己啊。
So you must pray that, Lord, you must change my temper first.
我不能说，我很大声的骂他，喊他说你脾气不好，结果孩子往你说，你不是就向我发脾气吗？
And we cannot yell at them and scream at them saying, you have a bad temper. The child will say, aren't you yelling at me right now?
帮助我自己先改。
So we ask God to help us to change first.
再来，求主耶稣帮助他也可以改。
And then we ask God to change the child.
不然的话没有办法了。
Or else there's no other way.
第三点。
And third point.
家庭啊，要借着神的爱来塑造。
That the family must be established with the help of God's love.
我们看罗马书第五章第八节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
罗马书第五章第八节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Verse 8, But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
基督怎么吸引我们呢？
How does Christ attract us to
him? 基督不是拿一把枪，拿一把刀，放你脖子说，要来机会，不然的话砍你。不是这样。
Christ did not put a gun to her head, saying, "You must come to services, or I'll kill you."
不会说你不奉献，你明天就会被车撞到。
And he did not say, "If you don't give tithe, then you will be killed in an accident tomorrow."
基督不会做这种事。
Christ will not do such things.
基督是用他的爱来感动一个人。
Christ uses love to compel us.
这里说啊，为一人死啊，是很第七节啊，为一人死是很少的。
In verse 7 says, very rarely would anyone die for a wretched man.
我们可能知道，打开报纸，哇，很多伟人啊，艺人，但是问你说。你可不可以替他死？
Maybe in the newspaper we'll see many righteous persons or many heroes, but can we die for these people?
你说不好意思，我是觉得你很伟大，但是你死你的事情，我不会替你死。
But you might say, I'm sorry, you may be a great person, but that is your problem if you die.
所以为人人死，或者要敢做的人，就是更高一级的，就是哇，那种超伟大的、品格一流的、100% 的完全人。
So even is very rare for anyone to die for a righteous person.
很少很少。
And this is very rare already.
第八节啊。
In verse 8.
基督呢，在我们还是很坏的时候，还是罪人的时候，就为我们死了。
But while we're sinners in verse 8, Christ had died for us already.
所以我们信主的时候，我们是一个罪人的身份啊。
When we believed in Christ, we had the status of sinners.
我们要记得，不是因为我很好，我才被拣选进到真教会里面。
We must remember it is not because we were good that we have been chosen to be in this true church.
刚好相反，有时候我们还比别人不好。
And in the opposite, we must be worse than others.
外面可能爱主的人很多啊，做善事的人更多啊。
Maybe there are very many good people, many charitable people outside.
我一点都不好。
But we're not good at all.
这是为什么神把我们拣选进来？
Why is it God had chosen us to be in His church?
就是因为他爱我们。
It is because He loves us.
就像一个父母爱儿女，不是因为他是最好的、最漂亮的，而是因为我本来就爱你，所以我还是继续爱你。
Just like a parent, when they love the child, it is not because they're most handsome or the best child. It is because they always love this child, no matter what.
一个神的家庭就是用爱来塑造我们。
And so God's family must be molded with love.
我们的家庭也用神的爱来去塑造我们的儿女。
And therefore, our own family must have this love to mold our children.
有一个父亲啊，他有几个孩子。
There was a father who had a few children.
他家里住在非常热闹的区，非常热闹的这个区的附近呢。
And he lived in this very lively area.
这个区很多的这种商场，很大的商场。
And this area had a lot of markets.
如果我们稍微留意一下的话
，If we take notice of this，
比如说礼拜五晚上、礼拜六晚上，在这种 shopping mall 流连的、不想回家的青少年很多。
And we can see that on Saturday nights or Friday nights, there are a lot of teenagers who stick around and don't want to go home.
过了吃饭的时候，过了看电影的时候，10点、11点、12点的还在那边 bubble tea.
And after dinner and after a movie, they will still be hanging around at around 11 or 12.
为什么那么多孩子不想回家？
Why is it there so many children do not want to go home?
有时候你想想，外面又冷又下雨又下雪，为什么还不回家？
And when someone is saying it's rainy outside or it's snowing and it's cold, why would they not want to go home?
原因很简单。
And the reason is very simple.
随便问问那些孩子，他们都会同一个答案。如果他们肯告诉你的话。
And if they're willing to tell you and you ask them, they will give you the same answer.
他觉得家里没有爱。
That at home they have no love.
我那么早回去干什么？
Why should I go home so early?
为什么社会上有那么多所谓的未婚生子的一些少女呢？
And why is it that we have so many unmarried women giving birth?
当然原因很复杂。
And of course this may have a very complicated reason.
原因归纳起来也是只有一个。
But to conclude all the reasons, there's only one.
他觉得父母不爱我。
And that is because the parents do not love the child.
我要在外面找爱。
And she has to find love outside of her family.
他以为外面的男生可以给她爱。
And she thought that this boy could give her love.
他就现身了，他就未婚怀孕了。
And therefore she was pregnant, unmarried.
为什么那些男生参加那些坏的 gangster 啊，那些黑社会那些团体去打、去抢、去偷呢？
And why would young men join gangs and things and rob places.
原因也只有很简单，只有一个。
And the reason is also very simple.
那么在家里得不到他需要的爱。
Because in their homes they could not find this love.
他就往外面来发展。
And therefore they must reach outwards.
他以为外面的老大可以培养他、尊重他、爱他、带领他。
And they thought the leaders of the gangs could lead them in their life.
所以 mall 里面很多这种青少年。
And so in the malls you could see many of these adolescents.
那么刚说回来，那个弟兄有家里有几个小孩？
And so coming back to the story, this brother had a few children.
又住在那么热闹的这个区的附近。
And he was living in this kind of lively area.
我问他，你住在那么方便的区啊，孩子会不会常常想说去外面流连，不想回家？
And so I asked him, you live in such a lively area, will your children stay outside and not want to come home?
他回答我。
And he replied me.
感谢主，没有。
And he said, thank God they do not do this.
他们不会想去那种地方。
They will not want to go to those places.
要去的话也是一起去 shopping, 一起去买菜回来。
And if they go, it is going in one family to buy groceries.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为家里已经有爱了。
And because in their family, they have love.
家里已经满足了。
And they have been satisfied by the love in their family.
不太需要找外面的东西。
They don't have to reach out for this love.
所以一个家庭能不能吸引儿女？
So whether or not a family can attract the children.
一个家庭能不能改造儿女？
Whether or not this family can mold the child.
完全在乎儿女在这个家庭感不感受到爱。
And it completely depends on whether or not the child feels love in this family.
如果一个家庭啊，他自己本身父母啊，都是以基督为主。
If in this family the parents put God first.
常常感念主的恩典哦。
And they often remember and be thankful of God.
常常感受到主的爱的话。
And often feel the love of Christ.
他儿女一定也是会做一个感恩的人。
Then the children will be also thankful people.
儿女也一定会感念父母的恩典。
And they will also be thankful of the grace from their parents.
所以我们要在爱里面呢，建立好我们的家庭。
And therefore, you must establish your family in love.
一起靠着主啊，过祷告的生活。
And to rely on God and live a life of prayer.
让神的爱在我们的当中。
So that God's love can be among us.
这样我们才有办法塑造完美性格，一个美好灵性的一个下一代。
So we can cultivate the next generation with good behavior.
方法是次要的。
The method is only secondary.
最重要是内容。
The most important is the essence and the content.
第一，透过神的透过神的道。
And the first, through the word of God.
第二，透过祷告。
And second, through prayer.
第三，透过神的爱。
And third, through love of God.
最后跟你们分享一首 poem， 很出名的，就是 If a child， 如果一个小孩。
And next, I'm going to share with you a poem called If a child.
如果一个小孩啊，从小在批评之下长大的话。
If a child lives with criticism.
他长大也会 condemn， 很容易会批评，会给他定罪的。
Then he learns to condemn.
如果一个小孩啊，在这种仇恨的这种情况里面长大的话。
If a child lives with hostility.
他长大一定很喜欢打架的。
Then he learns to fight.
如果一个小孩啊，从小就被人家批评啊，被人家嘲笑的话。
And if a child lives with ridicule.
他长大一定会很害羞的。
Then he will learn to be shy.
如果一个小孩啊，从小在这种羞耻当中长大的话。
And if a child lives with shame.
他长大没有做什么事情啊，也会觉得很 guilty， 也会觉得很罪恶感。
Then he will learn to be ashamed and feel guilty.
但是如果那个小孩子从小在容忍包容当中长大的话。
But if a child lives with tolerance.
他长大一定变成一个很有耐心的人。
He will learn to be patient.
如果小孩从小在鼓励当中被带大的话。
If a child lives with confidence, if an encouragement.
他一定会是一个有自信的小孩。
He will be learn to be confident.
如果一个小孩从小被赞美声中鼓励长大的话。
And if a child lives with praises.
他会懂得会珍惜很多的东西。
He will learn to appreciate.
如果一个小孩在公平的环境当中长大的话
If a child lives with fairness,
他知道什么叫公义
He learns justice.
如果一个小孩从小在很安稳的一个环境长大的话
If a child learns security,
他一定是一个信心的小孩
He learns to have faith.
如果小孩他从小就被父母 approve,会肯定他所做的事情、
If a child lives with approval,
他会喜欢自己
Then he will like himself.
如果一个小孩在友谊跟包容长大的话
If a child lives with acceptance and friendship
他会体会到什么叫做爱
And he will learn to find love in the world
所以我们想想你是雕刻家的话
So think about if you're the artist
你现在怎么样来雕刻你儿女这块大理石呢
How are you to sculpt your children
我们一起唱诗
Let us all sing hymn